Thank you for joining On the Range podcast.
And don't forget, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating review, even if it's just a thumbs up emoji. Thanks for all your support.
I don't know what we're going to be able to see, but for everybody, thank you for joining On the Range podcast live. Today is March 6th, 2020. How's it going, buddy?
Man, Mark, it's going great. I want to thank the viewer, listener, whichever way you're consuming this podcast. Hey, man, thanks for giving us your most precious commodity, your time to tune in. Guys, do us a huge favor. Swing by warhog.com, kellydefense.com. Sign up for those newsletters. Trust me, we will not inundate you with a bunch, because right now the Warhog email marketing peeps, they're on strike, right? So trust me, we will not inundate you. Yeah. Rough boss, right? We will not inundate you with a bunch of rubbish newsletters again, just trying to get pertinent info out there. Don't forget, you can always swing by patreon.com/onthe range podcast. Become a member of the crew. Basically free to join. Go check it out and then take a look at the different tier levels. You know, be part of like-minded people who are looking to make themselves 1% better every single day. Pros, when you kind of get to that top tier level, bi-monthly Zoom call with me and Mark, you know, over 100 plus training videos. There's stuff out there, I'm going to tell you straight up, that is not anywhere else on the interweb. So only place to get it is patreon.com/onthe range podcast. Yeah. Become a member of the crew. And I think, as always, Mark, this episode of On the Range podcast is brought to you by the Firearms Training Notebook. That's right. Often duplicated, never replicated, the Firearms Training Notebook is a way. Yeah, is a way that
there's there's a couple of them out there too.
There's a couple out there trying to sneak in the sauce, but it's truly a way that you can annotate your data, make yourself 1% better every single day, whether it's your live or dry fire training. Plus, have that plan for whatever that next session is. Use the info in the book, find out your deficiencies, and make yourself better. So, yeah, but I think that's all the housekeeping.
On the Range.
And just to let everybody know, you know, it's been a while since we've been live. Mm-hmm. And this is a true live. Sometimes we broadcast things that are pre-recorded, and then we just jump on the comments and stuff like that. But this is truly us being on here live. So all of you who are watching, the only reason you're able to watch is because you're part of either the crew or subscribe to the websites. And what we're trying to do here today, besides give you guys some content, talk about some things, current events, and some instructor stuff. I know speaking of instructors, we got some stuff going on with some personalized online coaching that's coming up tomorrow. So we're looking forward to that. But what we're trying to do is trying to ensure the quality control and the actual workflow of getting this into the Patreon page. And it seems to be working. So I know we got a couple that are already watching, and it's actually live on the Patreon page right now. You don't have to have a special link. If you're a member, these lives, if you're a free member or if you're a pay tier, now you don't get the calls like Rick was saying, but you definitely get these type of events. They're on the Patreon page. So you go to our website, you sign up for the crew membership, and it's right there. I'm looking at it right now. It looks pretty good. I'm curious to see if anybody, you know, if we do some Q&A here in a little bit. I don't know if you actually have to leave the page in order to get on the comments or not. I'm not sure about that, but I know you don't have to have the link, and you'll be the only ones that are be able to look at it. So that's going to be nice.
Yeah, and part of this whole thing, right, the mantra of being 1% better every single day, it's just not lip service. So we're out there trying to figure out, hey, here's a new way to get content out to you guys. And the only way to do it is give it a shake and test it. So, you know, for those of you that are entrepreneurs out there, or just, you know, people in general, hey man, what are you doing to strive to make yourself that 1% better every single day? If you sit there and go, hey, am I better today than I was yesterday? I mean, I hope so. But it's in all aspects of your life, right? Just not the firearm side. You know, hey man, are you a better dad today than you were yesterday? Hey man, you know, you better son. Hey man, when was the last time you talked to your parents? Especially if they're still alive, man, you know, give them a call, stay in contact. You know, so it's all encompassing when we talk about being 1% better every day. But again, there's nothing better, in my opinion, than having a group of like-minded people, such as the crew. And there's all kinds of topics we talk about on those bi-monthly Zoom calls. You know, so it's just not always firearms related.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know, we're covering all kinds of stuff. So we got a general idea what we're going to talk about. But again,
yeah,
kind of let the crew members, you know, inject, get some stuff in there and go from there. So, yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
That's the whole deal with the Patreon crew page.
Yeah. And the second piece of that is I know that you and I wanted to, the subscribers to our newsletters, we're always very thankful of that. Most, mm-hmm. you know, most of the crew members are probably already doing that as well, but yep. we're also going to be able to broadcast these things on our websites, which we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. It's just another thing that we can do. And we're really starting to ramp up this crew membership. We had our first giveaway.
Yeah, buddy.
Jeremy W, a longtime member, was the big winner, pays to be a winner. So he Amen. Got his stuff shipped out. He'll be getting that here pretty soon. But it looks like we have Brian M on there. So we're super excited about having him. He's also another longtime member of the crew and just happy to have him here. So I hope you're doing good, Brian. But I'm really excited about being able to put these on the websites. You know, all you got to do is check out those newsletters and you'll say, hey, we got a live coming up next week or whatever the case may be. All you mm-hmm. got to do is go to your members page on the websites or the crew membership. We highly recommend the crew membership. It's starting to really ramp up. So we got the giveaways. We got the live events. We got the online stuff with the coaching. We have the Zoom calls. It's, you know, it's just becoming pretty, it's becoming a big part of what we are doing. And it's always been, but now it's really ramping up. So super excited about all the content we got coming up this summer.
Yeah. And I'm over here chuckling because Brian's over there just sending the messages in, man. So always good to see comments from him. But yeah, man, you know, ramping stuff up, it's all a balance, right, guys? You know, so when everything boils down, what's the balance? You know, how much stuff you put in towards, you know, the patrons, how much new stuff you get in there. You got to sit there and feed these crazy social machines and everything else and tweak websites. And it, again, like Mark said, how do you figure out ways to try to use this technology? And I'll tell you straight up, dude, it's not as easy and it's a constant battle. So it's like you simple things such as emails, right? You send out an email, you hope the recipient gets it. Did it wind up in their junk? You know, the newest thing here is I'm getting emails bounced back from people that are responding to me going, hey, can't be delivered. You know, I just got a notice earlier from, you know, the people over at Scottswish trying to send me an email. Said, hey, man, your email changed. It's non-deliverable. I'm like, what? Mm. So you're battling technology all the time. Is there some glitch? Is there some target? Is there, who knows, right? But we've seen, you know, Google's old AI machine come rolling out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And shocking, you know, hey, give me an AI representation of George Washington. Well, we all know what George Washington looks like, right? It wasn't what Google's AI, you know, made him look like. So it's people putting these twerks on there. And this is why I'm not a super fan of it, because it's all manipulated. It's all controlled. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. That's something I really wanted to talk about too. So that's going to be a topic we get into, but I don't know exactly how that stuff works, how it's got to be coded, how it's got to be set up. But anytime that there's a human being, anytime there's just a human being involved, there's going to be something that's going to have an influence. Now, let's say that it's unintentional. Let's say it's mm-hmm. absolutely unintentional. They were trying to do something to, I don't want to even say the word inclusive, but they're trying to do something that will benefit every user, which is absolutely impossible to begin with. It's an impossible task. Mm-hmm. But let's say they're just doing that, and this is what the result is. Let's say there's nothing nefarious about it. Let's say it's not something nefarious where someone's trying to change history or trying to eliminate and raise up one race of people or you know, denigrate one race of people. Let's say it's not that. Maybe it's just the way the system works. If that's the case, Do you scrub it? Do you, how do you do those things to make it benefit humanity? I don't know. Maybe you can't.
Here's the thing. I don't, in the grand scheme, I don't think you can. And here's why. You hit the nail on the head, right? It's somebody's manipulating something. So look at Google, right? There was it the Gemini AI there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, go generate a picture of George Washington. Well, George Washington was everything but white. And I'm not trying to make this a race thing, but we've got pictures of George Washington did not resemble, right? So why are we trying to change that? Why are we trying to cause, and really, when you look at the things going on, why are we trying to cause a racial divide? Why are we trying to cause a religious divide? Why are we trying to cause a sex divide, right? We're trying, I won't say we, but the powers that be, okay, and I'm going to blame Google being part of it, is looking to divide us, whether it's via, you know, race, religion, sex, whatever the case may be. Why? Why try to wreck the greatest country in the world? That's the part I can't understand. We live in the greatest nation in the world. We have the most freedoms. But boy, these things are getting smashed left and right. And big tech's doing no justice. You know, Elon's trying to an extent, right? But I'm not seeing any growth over there on the old Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. Kind of sitting stagnant, trying to play the games, right? Zuckerberg's got his hidden agenda. You know, he'll come straight out and tell you, at least they're honest, halfway honest now, right? You mention anything firearms, you're getting debunked. Okay. How is it that some accounts survive and some don't? I don't know. Right. So yeah. When you look at the whole AI piece, you know, personally, not a super fan. But then again, there's some people that like ChatGPT. Hey man, you put in a couple of keywords and boom, it's banging stuff out. Okay, that's cool. It can be time efficient, effective. But again, are you sitting there actually proofing it? Is it, you know, I guarantee if ChatGPT gins something up for me, would it have kind of my verbiage, my saying, my persona behind it? I don't know. But I think there, if people start relying on it, then we become lazy, right? So the ability to think for yourself, the ability to actually gin up your own document, words, presentations, whatever the case may be, we're going to start losing that. I mean, it's a proven fact that since the smartphones came around, people are dumber. They get sucked. They get sucked into that thing. And then, you know, God forbid, you know, old T Swifty says something, people think it's gospel. All right. Well, you know, I kind of throw her under the bus for a minute. You know, she's out there at a Free Palestine freaking rally. Well, what are you even gibbering about, girl? Right? What are you trying to raise funds for? So it's just, now you're going to get all these other people on this bandwagon. And I'm like, you're supporting a terrorist organization. That Hamas runs Palestine. They got to figure out themselves. They elected them in there. They're not going to unelect them, right? Because the peeps got no blasters. But man, people, you got to be smart. You know, you got to make your own decisions. Don't be sitting there going, just because so-and-so got on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook and said whatever, doesn't mean you got to sit there and back them. Have your own opinion. And you should have an opinion. You should have an educated opinion. So
yeah, and like we said at the beginning, to be fair to whoever is generating this, and it was absolutely a disaster for Google. They lost a ton of market cap over those initial few weeks of that being released. Let's say just the writing style itself influenced whatever so bad that that's what you came up with. I don't know. And here's another thing too. They didn't ask for, did you actually test it out? I never did. Did you go in there and say, generate a picture of George Washington? I didn't either. Nope. So I don't know exactly what I would have come out with, but if you think about it, if they just say, show me a picture of George Washington, would you get like a picture of George Washington, or was it a generated photo that was
It was an AI generated photo.
Okay.
And in that Gemini AI, there were no Caucasian individuals replicated.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, the guy came out, the CEO of Google came out, and he had to say something because his investors were panicking. But anyway, yeah, it's strange. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know if it was just the writing style. I'm sure if my style of writing was different than yours, it would have to have different conclusions. It's just like a, you know, any kind of scientific study, the control mm-hmm. measures and the variables will generate everything at the end, the conclusion to be different. So, but I, you know what, I did want to switch gears and talk a little bit about the Supreme Court 9-0 decision. Now I know mm-hmm. everybody that was for being able to remove the state, being able to remove a candidate from the ballot on at an individual state mm-hmm. election. They wanted that to be true. So I understand they wanted it to happen so bad that they're absolutely freaking out and melting down. However, the decision, I want to hear your opinion on this because we haven't talked about it. The decision itself didn't surprise me at all. I would assume that the Supreme Court probably goes 9-0 more than we ever see. This is just a big time story.
I would like to say yes, but mm-hmm. on a lot of your cases, it's typically a 6-3 split, right? And to be honest, to see a 9-0, I was floored.
Really?
Because yeah.
You were surprised. You were surprised. It was 9-0, was it?
Yeah, I was expecting a 6-3 as we typically see, right? Yeah. So, how is it? Again, if you're looking at the law and you're interpreting the law, how can we be that far off on these controversial subjects, right? And let's think about it. We could definitely say it's controversial to an extent, but it's not, because the essence for the state's rights there to remove an individual off of their ballot for a presidential candidate, I mean, who are they? Who do you pick and choose, right?
Yeah, oh,
you
don't federal like, election. Yeah, not no, in a federal election.
No. No, because think about it, right? What would you have all the Dem governors go, no Republicans getting on this ticket? I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But then you have a fraudulent election, right? Or what are you going to have, a write-in? You know, and then how does these, again, going back to technology, makes you raise an eye. Let's say they were to remove Trump off the ballot, but let's say people wrote it in. Well, how's that being annotated? Right, you slide it in the little machine. It's just like the old dot matrix ones back. You're taking, you know, test in school. Reads the data, boom. It supposedly calculates it one way or another. Eh, you know, you can say what you want about that, but
yeah.
How's it do for write-ins? Who's you know, who would even be calculating that?
I don't know.
So there you go. So the whole thing. The whole thing's a mess, right? And where these states even, I got it. I'm all about states' rights, don't get me wrong, to an extent. You know, so if you look at like what Texas is doing, standing up because the federal government won't secure the border. Okay, I think they're a day late and dollar short. Should have done a lot earlier. But all right, they're at least stepping up. But now you get somebody like Colorado to sit there and go, oh, we don't want Trump on the ballot. Well, who are you? Right. That's where I've got the problems of, hey, there's certain things you're going to take action when the federal government isn't. And oh, by the way, it's in the Constitution of the United States. So how about them apples? Right.
Yeah.
It clearly lays it out.
Yeah. That's my point. It didn't surprise me at all that it was an 9-0 because it is 100% clearly laid out. It's a federal issue. It's not a state issue. And mm-hmm. I think that's why you had immediately five justices say, yeah, we're going to hear this. Of course you're going to hear it. They're talking about a federal election. So that didn't really surprise me at all. Now there was some dissents in there that I didn't read yet. I'm sure that they're pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you'd be dissenting about, because the only thing that you're actually ruling on is whether or not that an individual state has the ability to remove someone off a federal election. The answer is no. Immediately said no. Now, I think everybody in this country needs to have civics brought back and put back in school, because they're not teaching any of this. No. And these governors and these attorney generals, I mean, there's no way that they thought that this was going to go through. I don't know if they're just grandstanding, or maybe they just don't know. They're that ignorant when it comes to civics that they thought they could do it.
Well, I think it's both, right? So I think some of these governors think they can do whatever power play they want. because, you know, you think about this, where's Colorado getting off going, no, we're not going to allow him on there. Right.
Yeah.
And then you got some fine states like New York, you know, oh yeah, let these illegals in. Let's do this. It's like, okay, you're going to let illegals in. They're here illegally, right? That right there, you're breaking the law. The whole part of illegal, right? And we try to change, we try to use this word migrant, right? They're not migrants. Need to go back to their illegal aliens, right? They are here illegally. They are breaking the law. But then you sit there and find out, you know, you've got something like the Biden administration, right? Flying in. 340,000 of them, right? Flying them in.
Was that because they thought that would lessen the numbers that they could count crossing the border or something, crazy like that? I would believe that.
I don't know. But the only thing we're seeing from that, right? So the old Chinese freaking communists have basically input a division plus element into this country. Nobody's batting an eye, right? How many more U.S. citizens we're going to have killed from these illegals? And then it was funny because I was watching this thing, you know, today. So you had a lady that was here. She was on her green card. You know, she had her, the word slipped my mind here. I'm going to draw a blank. Anyway, she was here legally in the process of applying for citizenship, doing all that. But she was going to go back down to Colombia to go visit her parents. And then somewhere in this process of going down there, she lost her green card. So before leaving, you know, she talks to Homeland Security, says, hey, you know, I can't find my green card, yada, yada, yada. I'm going to have issues coming in. Here's my copy. And it's like, well, when you get down there, go to the embassy, right? So here's some of this legally in this country, trying to do the right things, going, hey, you know, I lost my green card, can't find it, but here's my copy of it. They want to, hey, go down there and give her a hard time hassle. You know, luckily, I guess her roommate found it, mailed it down to her, so she had no problems coming back in the country. But my point being, you have a person that's here legally, trying to do the right things, and the federal government squashing. Yet we open up these freaking gates and just let these savages flow in. And I'm going to tell you this. I saw it firsthand, right? When we were coming back from SHOT Show. I saw that and I was absolutely blown away at these freaking savages on my plane with my tax dollars paying for them to fly around. You're going to go, how do you know, Rick? How do you know they're illegal? Because they all were carrying their little Ziploc bags. And if you licked them the documents in there, you could see, hey, this is your notice to appear or whatever freaking it said on there, right? And shocking, not a one of them could speak English.
Yeah.
So don't give me no crap. No identification, no nothing, right? And then TSA goes, oh, well, if you're a migrant, I forget the word, right? I don't use illegal. Oh, that's right, because Mayorkas said, illegal is derogatory. Shut the hell up, dude.
He's not going to stand for it.
No, it's a derogatory comment. Won't be used anymore. But my whole point is I'm sitting there going, we live in the greatest country in the world. And the Biden administration is absolutely just crushing it. You know, the influx of millions.
Yeah.
Yeah. On purpose. Right.
Yeah.
The millions of criminals, terrorists, everything else that's in this country, who knows what's going to happen next, right? Division plus size element of communist Chinese in this country.
Yeah.
Right? What do you think them savages are trained to do? Take a guess, America. But you got to sit there and you, i.e. the listener, viewer, individual citizen, you got to take your own personal safety into account. Because this day and age, I'm telling you, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
And you know, you can sit there and look at these fine cities, such as New York City, right? How does a 15-year-old in a, you know, non-gun city get a pistol? And he's an illegal, right? Come on. So your stupid gun laws don't work. All you're doing is oppressing those law-abiding citizens. But here's the thing, my fellow Americans, and I kind of told you this yesterday at Super Tuesday. You can bellyache, you can complain, you can gripe all you want. But man, are you getting out there to vote? You got to take some own personal action. And then educate your kids. Trust me, they'll let you take your kids to the voting booth with you. You know? And I got to say this. State of North Carolina, you finally stepped up to the plate. This year, I had to finally show some ID to prove it was me. Thanks for being a day late and dollar short, but
yeah. Hey, I'll take it.
You damn right.
I'll take it.
I would try to show them years past. They're like, we don't need to see it. I was like, just look at it. No, I really don't need to see it. And I'm like, really, just humble me, right? Okay, yeah, you're good.
Yeah. You know, but it is weird how these folks were just absolutely going crazy over that decision to, you know, to put him back on the ballot box for all the states. I mean, this is going to trickle down to every state. It's not going to happen. He's going to be on the ballot, or whoever's supposed to be on the ballot is going to be there. But Keith Olbermann, I don't know about you. Keith Olbermann, back in the day when SportsCenter started, my man was unbelievable. He was great. Very witty. Mm-hmm. He was good at the call. Everybody loved him. Him and Dan Patrick, they were just great. Then he goes to MSNBC and just lost his mind. He puts out a tweet. I'm paraphrasing here, of course, but he's, apparently five of the justices, well, better say nine, Keith, because they all voted for it. Mm-hmm. They all just can't do basic reading comprehension, and we need to go ahead and dissolve the Supreme Court. It's the craziest thing you ever see. So they talk about democracy. To save democracy, they have to dissolve the Supreme Court. But at the same time, it's one of the separations of powers that make these things happen. It's the way this works, and it's thank goodness for it, because if not, this is going to get flipped. You would have that separation of powers, and you have a two party in each of the same party in each of these remaining branches of government. And then what do you got? You got their guy in there. Eventually, it's going to turn. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it's going to turn without those separations. These guys have absolutely lost their minds. Keith, his brain is broke. It's never coming back. I guess with the virus, and then now all this stuff with Trump derangement syndrome, because that's what this is. He cannot stand that guy. It's a mess. And he's not an idiot. I can't believe he actually believes that.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I hear these people talking, and I'm like, are you that dumb? So prime example, you look at The View, right? So Dr. Phil was on there the other day. Dr. Phil was speaking facts, right? Not whims, facts. Old Whoopi Goldberg on there, she's all sputtering, but the children, the safety. He's like, they were the safest group, right? You did more harm by doing all this stupid COVID crap.
Oh, by far.
You know, that I don't know that generation's ever going to recover.
Oh, no.
Right?
No.
I hate to be down like that, but dude, it just crushed him, right? My point to this whole thing is, for whatever reason, you know, when you use this, not Republicans, but a MAGA Republican, Make America Great Again Republican, right? Or then what was it for the Christians? It wasn't the radical Christians. They were putting titles on Christians, right? So it's like everywhere you turn around, these people are just trying to cause divide. And then for the people that really sit there and go, yeah, Biden doing a good job. Hey, dude, you might need to go take your analysis, because you're probably smoking some dope or doing some coke with Hunter or doing something, right? You can't be that brain dead. Because for those of us average working Americans, just go to the grocery store. Proof's right there, right? You walk out of there with a bag of groceries, a couple Benjamins gone, and you're like, wow, okay. I mean, just absolute bonker state. And I think it's like 25% still think that, you know, approve. I'm like, and then what's worse is these, you know, dope celebs that do their endorsement. I'm like, all right, how much you get paid? So I got zero respect for any of them that just throw a blanket statement out there. And then really, I hope the American people would pull the blinders off your eyes, let the proof be in what's going on, because we got to make a change, right? Yeah. But the thing is, everyone, even Putin admitted this one, everyone is afraid of Trump because he's not predictable. Yeah. He's going to do his thing, which he thinks is the best for this country. And if I think back to the 4 years he was in, and granted, he got cut short because shockingly, all kinds of global pandemics come working out of the woodwork, right? But what did he really do to shaft anybody? Ask yourself that.
No.
You know?
No.
What, he was trying to make us better? You know, make us energy.
I don't know what they didn't like. I don't know what, I mean, no one's ever going to like anything, everything that someone does, but I really can't think of anything that he did that was that controversial.
No, I mean, he ran his mouth, right? He went on Twitter. He did all that stuff. Okay. He you know what? He's got the right, because he's an American just like the rest of us, right? So yeah. Say what you want. But when it comes to, you know, to governance of this country, what did he do that was so bad? Wow, wanted to build a wall, you know, to keep illegals out.
Yeah.
Right?
Now we know why firsthand. If you had to be shown why, here you go.
You know, oh, that was so terrible. You know, be energy independent so our gas price is low. Oh, that's terrible. Right? Have a good economy so that, oh, you're not going to the grocery store sitting there going, do I eat or put gas in the car today? What am I doing? I mean, I would just ask somebody, what was so bad during that time? Was it because he was an outsider? Really? Did you believe the propaganda being told? And that was it, right? Everyone was afraid because, as you know, I'll use Putin's words, he's unpredictable, right? So when someone's unpredictable, especially like when you got somebody like Putin going, oh, what's he going to do? That's right. But it kept him in check, right? It kept all these world leaders in check. So why is it that when this, oh, terrible freaking mega Republican head Trump, you know, rolls out, wow, Russia invades Ukraine. You know, we got, I think, nobody knows the true number, 10 million-ish illegals crossing the border. You know, more influx of fentanyl than you can shake a stick. Horrible withdrawal from Afghanistan. You know, Americans killed over there that didn't need to be killed.
Yeah.
All because you've got some mentally incompetent individual in there that everyone thought was going to be, oh, the best ever.
Yeah.
That doesn't even do his job.
Yeah. You know? And I think the reason why the numbers are what they are, you mentioned them earlier, Rick, is because people just don't like how Biden is. I mean, it's not so much that they like Trump. It's just that they realize how incompetent and how incapable Joe Biden is right now, that's where the change in the numbers is coming. It's not so much the scale sliding up for Trump. It's just sliding way down for Biden. But I want to talk about something else that I think is a turning point, and it relates to the entertainment business, because you know how much I enjoy following that stuff. I think it really is a snapshot of where we're at. But anyway, just it's a quick reminder, everybody, that, you know, Rick and I are starting to ramp up this Patreon stuff. The crew is very important to us. We absolutely love the support that the guys and girls in the Patreon crew, all tier levels, even free, just really appreciate all the support. You know, we've got giveaways now. We got these live events that are going to come, you know, every month. We also have a lot of the content that's getting ready to ramp up because of all the training we have coming, a lot of cool stuff that's happening. So just want to remind everybody to tell your friends if they, you know, come sign up for free. You know, they have the free all access package where they can check all the catalog of all of our training stuff. And on top of that, if you do the free thing and you like it, you can always join those memberships any time of the way. So really, if you want to add something on that, Rick, but other than that, man, we're just really excited about it and glad to be back live, man. The pressure's on. I feel it. I feel the pressure.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while. Dude, things have been crazy. Not an excuse, just, you know, that's the fact. But you know, it's good to be back, kind of getting these things going, and we might figure out, hey man, how do we, you know, rolling more of them, I guess. And again, this is just a trial to figure out, hey man, how can we get the content out there to as many different places as we can? So
yeah,
that's what we do, man. 1% better every single day.
Yeah. Even if it's a live Warhog Words of Wisdom or just me or both of us, regardless, we'll get them in, and that content's going to start coming out. Really looking forward to that. But the giveaway, we'll remind everybody, Jeremy W. was the big winner. Big winner. You got to enter.
New Kelly Defense shirt.
Yep. New Kelly Defense shirt, new design. He got the prototype. There's none other. It's the only one that's like it. And he took it home, man. Big time win.
Yeah.
Usually Jeremy W, he signs him and Pete's all over them giveaways too. He's big on those.
Mm-hmm.
I see his name come across every time, but congratulations to Jeremy W. Now I wanted to talk about, did you happen to catch, and anybody in the comments or anybody that's listening to this, I know the listeners, unfortunately, folks, if you're not a website member or you're not a crew member, you're not going to be able to see this, but if you're listening, did anybody check out the Shane Gillis appearance on Saturday Night Live? Did you check that out, Rick?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I did not.
So Shane Gillis, just to give a little bit of backstory, folks don't know, he was an SNL cast member for like a hot second. Mm-hmm. Then he was heard on tape on a podcast or something saying something that they didn't like. Now he was in character and he was pretending to be someone that would say something like this, but they still yanked it. He even explained. Mm-hmm. They still yanked him, right? Well, fast forward a couple of years, Shane Gillis is on fire. He is on fire. I think he's really funny. I think he's probably right now, currently, the best stand-up comedian out there. I know Theo Vaughn's hot right now. You know, Dave Chappelle's, you know, he's really good. Chris Rock's still really good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure I'm forgetting some really good ones, but he's out there just killing it. And they brought him back as a host. Mm-hmm. And he gets on there and he's telling his brand of comedy. And it was very strange. If you all get a chance to go look at it on YouTube, his brand of comedy, it was weird because in my opinion, the audience didn't know if they should laugh or not, even though it was greatly delivered and received. You could see the band in the back because they're on camera, stone face, wouldn't laugh or nothing. And he just murdered it. And all his skits were great too. If you didn't see the Liberty Mutual skit that he did as Doug with the Limu, it's fantastic. I don't take a drink of something because it's going to come out your nose. That's how funny it was. But I wanted to hear your take on that, about people like not knowing if they should laugh or not, because it was funny.
So here's the thing. Those that don't know whether to laugh or not, that's called indoctrination. So we've gone down a road, right, with all this diversion and inclusion and all this other rubbish, right, that we are taking away from, in my opinion, our civil liberties, laughter being one of them. Mm-hmm. Because, hey man, if you say something funny, laugh, right? I mean, at what point do we not understand this whole First Amendment deal, right? Yeah. Where does it come in to say, well, you know, you can say what you want, kind of, sort of, but, you know, no, dude, it gives us the right to say what we want. The point being is, you know, this whole cancel culture, woke society, it's only happening because we're allowing it to happen.
Yes.
We, the American people, are allowing it to happen. Because here's the deal, at the end of the day, here's a prime example. Are you a fan of Doritos?
I've had a Dorito or two in my day.
Okay. Did you see the latest thing that Dorito did?
I did.
I mean, that in itself, so Dorito stance, very similar to what Bud Light, except a little worse. They've got a known pedo as their that pushed a child over there in Spain, right? That dude talks some nasty crap.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? If you're that dumb, Dorito, yeah. I'm not touching your stuff out of pure principle, right?
Yeah. I saw that they fired that, they severed their relationship with that influencer today.
Day late, dollar short. Sorry, Bud Light. Dude. You know, sorry, Doritos, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Target. I mean, here's the thing. We, as the American people, have more juice than what we think. And it's basically called our pocketbooks and wallets. Here's the thing. Don't support these liberal companies. I got it. Your kids are going, hey, I want to go to Disneyland. I wouldn't take them to that groom palace. Hell no. Right? Stay out of it. Get away from those places. And then when these companies start folding, hey, man, too bad, so sad. You know, this, why are we leaning towards less than 1% of this population that has a severe mental health crisis, right? Gender dysphoria, it's a mental health issue. Why are we not prosecuting these doctors that are mutilating these children? Why are we allowing this to go? You know, Vanderbilt University on tape, do the operations. We want the money. Poof. You know, check it out. I wouldn't care if they said, hey, kid, you get a free ride to Vanderbilt. You ain't going, right? Can't support it. And I think that's the only way is we as Americans have to stick to our principles. And when you find out these people have broken your trust, because that's what it is. You trust that they're doing things in good faith? No way, dude. So I would say when it comes to this whole entertainment thing, you know, if you hear of somebody getting schwacked because of this woke culture, figure a way to support them, right? Figure out a way to, you know, whether it's solicit the network, which I get. They don't care for onesie twosies, right? But I guarantee this, you sit there and cancel your subscription, and they see a big dump. Oh, trust me, they're going to start going, oh, what did we do wrong? And you follow it up with an email going, hey, I'm dumping my script because you people are woke. Boom. If you want to put a little example, whatever. And they see that inflexing the mailbox and they see their bank account dumping. That's how we do it, America. Right. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but that's the only way we're going to make change. And then,
And I think you're absolutely right on that, because, you know, the point of bringing up this particular story, and it's happening across the board a little bit. You're starting to see some of these hirings and firings of talent based on those. Hey, look, the fabrics of society is tightly woven, right? But now it's starting to be weaponized and they're starting to feel it in the pocketbook. You still if you're going to make, you're starting to dip into the arts. So now you're having the sole goal, instead of being good artist, being good at what you do, telling a story, being funny, creating great music. Instead of doing that, you're trying to push some kind of a narrative, and it's all based on this type of stuff. Nobody's going to come. So now it's just ironic to me that you'll have Shane Gillis, who is fired for this type of a thing, which was harmless, and he completely lacking of context when they fired him. And now they're bringing him back as a guest, and he just flat out killed it, and the ratings were up on this particular show. And they're getting all these views. I think he's up to like 24 million views on just that, his opening monologue. It's unbelievable. It's really good. And they didn't even, Rick, they didn't even know if they should laugh. That's how deep and how sick this is. He even prefaced it like, you know, hey, I'm not this type of person, but you got to admit, blah, blah, blah. And nobody would laugh, and it was hysterically funny. I thought he did great. And, you know, Disney is starting to feel it. They lost in like 2.5 years. And I covered this on one of the individual shows. They lost like $150 billion in market cap. Yeah. $150 billion with a B because of this crap. Now, they just fired a bunch of their people. And the guy in charge of all the films, they fired him. I think it's too late. I don't know how that brand's coming back either, buddy.
I don't know how any of them recover, right? Because once you cross the threshold, here's the bottom line, Mark, right? I don't care. You can sit there and go, well, we made a mistake. Well, who's we, right? As soon as that brand crosses the line, dude, you're done. You know, the old famous Mr. Wonderful, hey, you're dead to me. You are. Sorry, dude. I don't care what company you are. You violated my trust. And at that point, you know, you don't have the common sense to sit there and go, oh, we think this is a smart decision. No, come on. You know, not the part that kills me, Mark, right, is you look at all these companies. It's not one person pulling the strings. There's people along the way that you're telling me that nobody's going to go, yeah, man, I don't know that this is a good idea. And they just do it anyway.
Well, I think they're afraid to say anything, Rick. I mean, if you're spending $100 million on a production, and then you got to spend another close to another 100 just to buy all the licenses in all these theaters and all the marketing and all these other things to push it out. So $200 million in the hole to put out one of these big Pixar or these real live action remakes of some of these shows. You got to have somebody that you trust can say, hey, man, I think we're going in the wrong direction here. How come that? Why do you think that Snow White hasn't come out yet? Because it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. And nobody wants to pull the trigger because they know it's going to lose money.
Oh, it's
unbelievable.
It could be the very thing that sinks the ship.
I agree. I think that's why they haven't done it.
You know, because as soon as here's what's going to happen. Not quite sure what woven tales they have in there, one could only guess, right? But all it's going to take is one day in the theaters. And it probably won't even take a full day. As soon as that first viewing goes and people go, oh my God, you would not believe. Dude, it's done, right? And then that entire Disney enterprise, that will be the straw that breaks the camel back to go, nope, we're done. You know,
yeah.
Be done with you and see ya.
Yeah. And I tell you, the thing that I'm really torn about all this, because I don't know if I actually support Bud Light's a different animal. It's a total consumable. It's easily replaced by something just similar. And that's exactly what they did. And that's why I think it was the biggest out of all these disasters. Mm-hmm. But Disney and Netflix, and including Bud Light and all their distributors, there's a lot of jobs that I don't want to see go away.
No.
Because I care about America. I care about Americans. And I don't want them to go through any heartache because the folks who are the decision makers can't put themselves in a room where they got someone who's going to tell them the truth.
Yeah.
And not be afraid to, but you create that environment. You create that environment where someone can't tell you, hey boss, can't we just make a movie? There's a reason why Barbie and Top Gun, there's a reason why they do so well. It's because they pick their audience and they write the story and make this production based on that audience solely. That's it. That's all they're concerned about.
What?
And that's why they're so successful. And they know why it's successful. But yet they just can't bring themselves to do it.
But we've talked about this time and time again, Mark, right? It's quit putting these political agendas in your entertainment, right? Yeah. But they think it's, oh, just another way to indoc, right? Just another way that we can sell the message that this wrong behavior is okay. You know, it's no different. You've got professors out there that are trying to go, oh, pedophilia, it's okay, right? It's okay to be a pedo. No, it's not. At what point in society harming a child is okay? Who thinks that's okay?
Yeah.
The only people that do is someone that's sick, right? How can anybody support a pedo, right? It'd be like, hey, let's support a rapist. You know, it's just mind boggling. But here's the crazier part is you look at the, you know, criminal justice system, man, once them pedos get in jail, they ain't lasting too long.
Yeah.
Because even the criminals eat them guys for lunch, man. I mean, let's think about that. You got hardened criminals in there, dudes that are doing bad things. And they're like, oh, you molested a kid? You're getting shanked. I mean, I don't know, brother.
I don't know,
it's
dude.
Just, it's, here's what I would tell you. And it goes back, you know, Dr. Phil brought up a great point here when he was doing his discussion. You look at the 08, 09 time period, you know, when the whole smartphone came out and that whole indoct, and then kind of what has happened to kids, you know, and you've kind of gotten people to where, hey, we stare at this magic box and people's imagination and ingenuity and all this other stuff is gone, right? That's where they want you. They want you in this comatose state. Big Pharma wants you as a lifetime customer on these pills. And the docs are just as guilty, right? Nobody's doing any mental health care. So if I got you as a vegetable, dude, I own you. I'll manipulate you however you want. And that's why you see, you know, audiences that don't know how to laugh. People going, oh yeah, I think Biden's doing a spot on job. Have you lost your ever loving mind?
Dude.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think, and this is the whole thing. I don't know, you know, again, always going, who's the magical puppet masters, right? Biden ain't it. Cause that dude can't freaking,
no,
he doesn't know which way to go. Right. But
no,
you sit there and go, who are these puppet masters with these crazy, crazy agendas? But here's the worst part. American people, why are you falling for it? You know, I mean,
I don't know, because, you know, you see Chuck Schumer, you see all these folks, the vice president going on there and saying, and this was Jon Stewart. He's back on The Daily Show, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I always kind of liked him. I thought he was funny. I don't agree with everything he says, but I think he's a smart mm-hmm. guy. And I think his show is good. But anyway, they highlighted all those things about, you know, how sharp Biden was and how he's leading the room and he's, you know, taking questions and he's on point and he's ahead of things. That's the least he should be doing if you're in charge of the greatest country in the world and a world leader. That's one. Number mm-hmm. two, like Jon Stewart said, did anybody take a video of that? How come we're not seeing that? Why are we seeing him walk and look like an elderly person that he is? Mm-hmm. Why aren't we seeing him being in charge and leading these meetings? Because it's just not happening. It's lying. We can all see it in real time. We can all see it. And everybody's not buying it, but yet they're still spoon feeding you this. That in itself is just proving that they are absolutely 100% telling you a lie. And they want you to believe it. They think you're dumb enough to believe it.
But that's it, right? If you just sit there and scroll in the magic box and basically your head's a bunch of oatmeal, you can't process information, right? Honestly, they want you having Biden brain, because if you got Biden brain, you know, you're just going to be there. So the American people need to sit there and draw their own conclusions, right? The American people need to sit there and go, hey man, this dude that can't spell his own name, that can't figure out where to walk from A to B, is going, hey, where do I stand at? Really? When have you ever heard a president go, hey, where do I stand at? I mean, you look at Trump, man, he'd sit there and shove people out the way. If I want to stand there, I'm going to stand there, you know? Yeah, it's crazy. But I can hit old Reed's question here. Reed's asking, hey, going to be an advanced performance carbine pistol weekend in Maxton soon. There could be, you know, definitely sidebar, hit me up and we can have a conversation on that. So definitely easy to do.
Yeah, no, April 13th and 14th, we have carbine and pistol up here in Southwest Ohio. You know, go to kellydefense.com, check out that calendar, as well as warhog.com. Check out those calendars. Those who are viewing, I will put on the banner. Those who are listening, we'll put that in the show notes so you can click it. But yeah, we do have some trainings coming up. Like I said, the stuff with the crew membership is definitely getting ramped up. Mm-hmm. And these live events, these live chats where we had a lot of great interaction. It's a lot of fun. Those who aren't watching the chat, these folks, they start having these sidebar conversations and it's great. So it's just like that with all the crew stuff that we do. These folks have, you know, a lot of these are online relationships, but they end up meeting throughout the year. So with other coaching squads and stuff like that. So it's really fun. But these are going to be on the websites.
What's funny, Mark, is you're chuckling at old Brian's Cinco de Mayo, because I will see Brian Cinco de Mayo in Eastern Pennsylvania, because we're doing a course out there.
Oh, nice. Yep.
So at the Heritage Guild, we got a 1 day low light pistol and a 1 day performance pistol. So
yeah, yeah, that's one of my favorite, one of my favorite days of the year is the, May the 4th. Cause I always do my, my posts.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, I know you do. And it's funny because four or five May, that's when we'll be out there. So
May the 4th be with you.
That's it, man. So,
so yeah, man, but great, great live. Like I said, we're going to do an audio show out of this. And you guys are going to be jelly rolling because you're not involved, because all you got to do is sign up, go subscribe to the websites and go ahead and join the crew. I'm telling you, that content is going to start zooming out. We got some changes coming on in the Kelly household. Let everybody know about that when the time's appropriate, which is going to make things a lot easier, but super excited. Buddy. The content's always good too during the summer. And then later in the year, you know, we got our LEO stuff. Rick will be, at the hot seat end of here, and we'll be having a lot of stuff come out of that as well. So
yeah, but, buddy.
Yeah, man, that was a lot of fun. So yeah. I tell you what, Rick, I really like this. I really like, we used to do them all the time. Mm-hmm. We used to do lives all the time, but I think, you know, putting them on the websites in addition to the crew membership pages, super looking forward to it. So I'm digging it, man. Anything else?
I think that's it, buddy. I think we covered everything, you know, good, good hour chat. So yeah, you know, appreciate everyone that tuned in and, yeah, guys.
Flew by, buddy.
That's it, man. Looking forward to the next one.
All right, pal. See everybody later. Be safe. All right, guys.
We'll see you.